Hello, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. The great, the good, the wise of the age have shared some very interesting ideas that we can embody and become if we let go and know they're good enough to be true in our own life. One is the affirmation and realization, I am one with all creation. In Ephesians 4:6, we hear these words very clearly where it says, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Again, that's Ephesians 4:6. It doesn't say some of you or a few of you. It says all of you. If we explore the principle of science, we begin to realize that science tells us that all reality is what? One substance. And what is that substance? That substance is energy. We find it formless in such things as heat, gravitation, thought. It solidifies in a very interesting way. It solidifies as trees and rocks and planets. It solidifies as you and me. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that the biggest thing in the universe is just made up out of a lot of the littlest things in the universe. But this one substance, energy, we as metaphysicians in unity, divine science, religious science, refer to this wonderful power as spirit. It is one eternal stuff of the universe, and the universe is made out of it. The universe is it. In this field of force, all things exist and grow and change and form anew. We know this if we allow our intelligence to look at life in the right way. 2,000 years ago, we heard these words in him, we live and move and have our being, that there is one fashioner of all the delight of universal mind, of universal love. If this is true, then everything from the planet Saturn to a starfish both live as brothers. The swaying palm we see, the leaves moving back and forth when the wind blows, the diamond, the ruby, the child. One substance, my friend, one power. One power where? Well, it has been defined as God's house, but how about the house of the universe, the house of infinite intelligence, the universe manifesting and creating everything out of the only thing it had anything to create anything out of, and that was itself and is itself, one cause of all creating where? From itself. So some questions I'd like to ask you today as we move forward into this lesson this morning is, are you at home in the universe? Are you aware that there is nothing in the universe that wants you to be afraid, that wants you to be sick, that wants you to be alone, that wants you to be unhappy, that wants you to suffer? If you become still, you can feel the beat of the universe. If you become still and know, you will know that you live in the pulse of divine mind. Khalil Gibran said, God is not in my heart, I am in the heart of God. You see, my friends, we are made of the essence of all. Everything that is within us, and we are the director of it as our life experience. I live the life of it. I sing the song of it. I delight in the beauty and the joy of it. I feel a part of it. I am a part of it. One touch of nature has bound me to all of it. What a beautiful affirmation that is. One touch of God, my friends, has established each form within itself. One love of God has blessed everything in itself. We are one with all creation. We dwell in God's house forever, we are told. In the Science Mind textbook on page 517, Dr. Ernest Holmes says, I have such a sense of unity with all that the circle is complete and perfect. I have such a sense of unity with all that the circle is complete and perfect. So my question to you today, my friends, is are you allowing yourself a sense of unity with all that the circle is complete and perfect in your mind and heart? In everyone, everywhere, there is a unique possibility that is ready to become an expression of each and every person's individuality. Emerson said if there were two of anything, there wouldn't be any use for one of them. Said imitation is suicide. If you haven't discovered this particular power, this particular intelligence, creativity, and talent within you, then you need to allow yourself to become still and know that what you're searching for, you're searching with, that when God created you, it never created you before, and it has within you the ability to become anything you let it become. How? By way of belief. Jesus said, "It is done unto you as you believe." What should we do in relationship to our own self-direction? Well, every day is our opportunity to learn more, and as we do and spiritualize the intellect, allow the knowledge to become wisdom, we find ourselves directing ourselves in the right way. We find ourselves guiding ourselves from a higher ideal of ourself. Then what happens? Fulfillment. Fulfillment not only as our health, as our opportunity, as our ability to embrace the opportunity and manifest success in our life. We do this by knowing that every day is something that requires us to affirm and perfectly express our highest good. I teach my students, and I have for many, many years, that if you want to master where you want to be, you must first master where you are. Give the best to where you are right now, and never under any circumstance condemn your way forward. The challenge is to pray your way forward into greater good. You see, my friends, effective prayer is always ready to come forth. What are we told? Thy will be done. I now create the consciousness of the change for the better, and know that the power's will is done as the event, as the experience. What you need to know today, and what I need to know, and what everyone needs to know, is that the divine can will nothing less than freedom, that limitation and lack must melt away before the truth of our being in action. So how should you think of yourself today? How about happy and prosperous? The drag of thinking of yourself in a limited way can be neutralized, my friends. It can be neutralized through the recognition of the life that dwells within you and the discovery that you have the ability to spring forth spontaneously into a manifestation of greater good beyond anything you've ever known before. You see, this mental attitude, this spiritual attitude, this awakening is divine sincerity. I wake up to a greater possibility, and I am sincere in my conviction and my awareness and my expectancy, and my convinced attitude is now moving forward in the nature of reality and demonstrating greater good, change for the better, health, right answers. See, wherever your mind goes, your world follows. Where's your mind going today? One of my teachers pointed out to me once when I was in my 20s that if we could sense that our place in the universe is absolutely wonderful and that its expression of itself through us is always happening, then we would know neither competition nor monopoly nor confusion, doubt, fear, jealousy. We would be inclusive, not just tolerant, because inclusiveness is above and beyond tolerance. What a great affirmation. I am the right action of positive good in action. I am the power of positive purpose in action. Someone listening to the program recently asked about my book, The Power of Positive Purpose. If you would like a copy of that, call us at area code 510-656-9955. We'll be happy to send one out to you. The Power of Positive Purpose by Dr. J. Scott Neal. Power of Positive Purpose. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that if we have a goal in our life, and I would recommend that all of you have some kind of positive goal in your life, Ask yourself, what is my purpose for achieving this goal? Become one with the purpose. The goal will automatically unfold as you. What are you doing by doing this? You are attracting blessings. Shakespeare says in Henry VIII, Act 2, Scene 3, "You bear a gentle mind, and heavenly blessings follow such creatures." Ask yourself today, am I allowing myself to be a gentle mind in action? Each person attracts, not necessarily the thing they want, but what they are. So what are you in consciousness? Your world is going to be filled no less, no more, with that which you are in consciousness. As we become more in consciousness, some subtle metaphysical magnet of the mind draws what? Increasing good to us. As Jesus said 2,000 years ago, if I be lifted up, everything around me will be lifted up. The idea of a gentle mind, a gentleness of mind, does what? It is the cause of a gentle experience in this thing called life. Why not be prosperous in a gentle way, happy in a gentle way, loving in a gentle way, have right relationships centered in gentleness? Someone said once that loyalty seeks out the loyal. To the person, my friends, who has a heart of love, more shall be given. And if they keep abiding in the trust in love's supply and know that they are heir to this inheritance that compounds its wealth as our greater well-being, all of a sudden they discover over and over and over again that consciousness is what they are. Consciousness is what you are. Consciousness is what we all are. The likeness of it will be brought from far and near. You'll find yourself demonstrating unexpected good from unexpected people, places, and things as you become the expectancy of unexpected good in action. Psalms 23:6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." What a wonderful way to be you. So today, my friend, know that what you will attract is up to you. Know today that the thoughts with which your consciousness is propelled, it invites the equivalent of it as your life experience. Find today the ability within yourself that you have the power by right of consciousness to contemplate the beautiful and create its likeness by right of consciousness and allow it to be attracted to you. Embrace it, celebrate it, and know it's good enough to be true when it shows up. And when it shows up, let me know about it. I would love to know about it. You see, the truth of you is love in action. And when the love within you is attended in the right way, when you pay attention to it and let it look out of your eyes and think your thoughts, you begin at that moment to rejoice in the abundance of God's givingness. You will find yourself sharing it, praising it. Why? Because it is the one source of all good. And all the windows of God's heaven open up, and it pours where? Into your life as a blessing. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 295 of the Science of Mind textbook, "Everyone automatically attracts to himself or herself just exactly what they are."
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. for Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 AM. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
So my friends, understand today that the light you're looking for is not outside of you. I think a lot of us have made a mistake by falling into the trap of the old song saying, "You light up my life." My friends, you light up your own life. If you're depending on something else or someone else to light up your life today, the first time it is dark, you're going to blame them. Be the light you're looking for. Be the joy you're looking for. You see, the clearest thinkers of the age have defined God in many ways, and one of the most beautiful ways they have defined God is light. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness, we are told. In Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the law of your being. Since each person, no matter who they are, what religion they are, what race they are, how much education they do or do not have, where they come from or don't come from, since each and every one of these people, and that includes you and me, lives and moves and has our being in the one reality that we call God, and God is light, then no seeming journey into darkness or despair can bring a separation. No miles, no time or years can outdistance this light. It is always right where you are. The light within. The light within everyone. Let your light so shine. Aren't we advised, no matter where we were raised, we've always heard, you know, don't hide your light under a bushel. Don't hold your, and well, let's look at the concept of bushel. Bushel is what? Doubt, fear, confusion, unhappiness, looking for reasons to maintain what you say you don't want. Stop today, my friends, and listen. The power within you as you, which is the inseparable voice of you, it is the voice within understanding, guidance, comfort, will do what? It will, as wisdom in your own heart and mind, allow you to reveal from the highest aspect of yourself to the truth of yourself the counsel you need, the love that you need, the understanding you need, the awareness of the heavenly presence that you need to know that the all-knowing mind within you is ready, willing, and able to become anything you let it become. The Buddhists have a wonderful understanding of the quietness of self and the discovery of indwelling wisdom. My friends, discover it in yourself today. Allow yourself to know that this indwelling wisdom in you is ready to reveal itself as your attentive and active consciousness. Let it be known to you. Let the understanding within you that knows what to do and how to do it be you. Let go and let yourself reveal the truth of yourself to yourself and then serve that truth. Know today that anything and everything that needs to happen to demonstrate good and its right action in your life is right where you are, and the challenge is to honor it. Know that you are what you're looking for, that the way of truth leads you to you, not to something else or someone else. And when you find it within yourself, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, this master teacher said, you can search low here or low there for it. It is within you. All you have to do is discover it and follow it. And as you do, you will discover by following it that no darkness is where the light is. It is everywhere at once. Even now, sure instructions are waiting for you to let go and let them happen as your awareness. And know that what you're looking for, you're looking with. So the challenge is, again, to listen, to learn, to let the beautiful happen as you. In the Science of Mind textbook on page 526, Dr. Ernest Holmes says, in that light there is no darkness at all. Well, he wasn't the first one to say it. All great teachers have taught the students that paid attention to him to discover the light within themselves. And something wonderful happens when you do this. What happens is you find yourself recreating your life. There is something within us all that is greater than anything that has ever happened to us. There is something within every single one of us that will not accept a limited estimation. It will not accept poor fortune or bad luck or poor little old me any longer than we keep affirming it. There's a potential within you, my friends. It is what my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, is all about. A potential and a power within you, within me, within everyone, everywhere, that is transcendent, that does not need to overcome anything but what? But simply transmute despair into joy, to evolve lack into abundance, overflowing in every provision of our life. There is a means. It is inbuilt, the teachers say, within everyone, that will allow each of us to recover every seeming loss in our life and move forward demonstrating greater good than we've ever known before. And it's ours by right of consciousness. This means is mind. Mind transmutes. Mind unfolds as a greater experience. It evolves. It recreates. It restores. It makes new. It heals. That mind is your mind and my mind right now. Joel 2:25 in the Bible says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Now, this mind that made you out of itself, this universal love, universal intelligence, created you out of itself. The mind within you is the mind of God, and it is within you to do what? To create and recreate. Are you letting go and letting it do it? Or are you reaffirming yesterday's nonsense? Affirm with me. I recreate my life beginning with my concept of it. There's a challenge for you. I see my life as one not filled with confusion, doubt, and fear, not filled with negative fantasies, not filled with chance or luck or fortune's wheels or anything outside of me that defines me. I define myself from my inner truth. No matter what events are in your life, no matter what circumstance in your life, my friends, once thought is set in motion in a creative way, in a positive way, you need to know at that moment that a new acceptance brings forth a new experience. A new trust in God alone brings fulfillment of the promise, I make all things new. What a great way to celebrate your day today. Start your day with me today, affirming I make all things new. Affirm and know in first person, my mind beholds that newness now. I see myself as divine mind sees me. I restore and am restored. I am at peace. I am completely capable, surrounded by good things and loved. Why? Because I am love in action. On page 133 of the Science of Mind textbook, Dr. Ernest Holmes says, man has at his disposal, in what he calls his subjective mind, a power that is limitless. Don't limit yourself today, my friends. Know there is a power of positive purpose ready to come forth as your life, as your total experience, as your health, as your prosperity, as your relationships, as every wonderful thing that is good enough to be true, as you. And let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way this wonderful day. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal at the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, California, inviting you to join with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, every Wednesday evening at 7:30. Our address is 40155 Blakehow Road in Fremont, California. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson in Fremont. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakehow and Stevenson. Take a right and you'll be in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Thank you for sharing this time with me this morning. And let the power of positive purpose, again, be your wonderful way.
On Sunday, May 17th, we are hosting celebrated author Adrian Golday. Adrian will facilitate an afternoon workshop based on her new book, Regretland, A Journey to Freedom, which was hailed by Mark Victor Hansen of Chicken Soup of the Soul as a book that brings you excitement, joy, happiness, success, and unlimited good. So please join us on Sunday, May 17th at 1:30 for lunch and an afternoon workshop. To learn more about author Adrian Golday's brilliant work, visit her at www.regretlandbooks.com. Join us every Wednesday evening in May for an in-depth study of Raymond Charles Barker's landmark work, The Power of Decision. The only book of its kind, The Power of Decision has been hailed as one of the very few genuine masterpieces of New Thought metaphysical literature. Tonight, Wednesday, May 6th at 7:30 p.m., prosperity expert Reverend Lacey Atkinson will speak to us on Decide to Live Richly. If you want more abundance in your life, you do not want to miss tonight's wonderful program. Please join us. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on 1450 AM.